Welcome to Time with Abba, Deep Passion Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 4th, Monday, 2020, day 125. Today's topic, will COVID-19 save this world? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace. And feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Father, I adore You. Lay my life before You. Jesus, I adore You. Lay my life before You. How I love You. Spirit, I adore. Lay my life before You. How I love You. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to You. Forgive my sins by Your blood and help me follow You. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive Your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 65, verses 9 to 13, Judges chapter 19, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 48, John chapter 3, verses 22 to chapter 4, verse 3, Proverbs 14, verses 22 to 24. Today's main passage from Psalm 65, verses 9 to 13. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so You have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with Your bounty, and Your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, will COVID-19 save this world? There are quite a number of news and researches point out that COVID-19 will save this world. Why? Because those researchers point out that due to the negligence of taking care to this earth, we had numerous natural disasters the past many years, and it is estimated that in 2050, the whole world will have disasters beyond our imagination to put human race in a very dangerous situation. All is because we do not give a chance for this earth to rest. But those researchers also point out that the whole world is stopped because of COVID-19, and the earth has a time to rest. One research points out, COVID-19 pandemic did not just sneak up on us. Public health experts have been warning us for decades. We simply chose not to listen. And now the world is paying a terrible price. If we listen and take the experts' warning seriously, we can avoid these calamities. If we don't, the sky may really fall. We will survive this pandemic, and if we learn from it, perhaps COVID-19 will save the world. But when I was meditating on today's psalm, knowing how God cares for the land and reaches the land, bless the crops, suddenly I understand what is happening now to this whole world. It was human fault of negligence to the rule of public health to cause this COVID-19, causing this pandemic and the death of millions of people. But God allows this to happen so that our earth has a chance to rest, making use of COVID-19 to save this world. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to look at this pandemic at an angle of how you allow COVID-19 to happen, because you care for this world and you love us. Lead us to be closer to you and to be loved by you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you look at this pandemic at an angle of how God cares for this world and he loves us, so that you can be more close, you can be closer to him and to be loved by him each day? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.